What up? This is WPG 107.1's Request Live. Today we've got something extra special going on. We've got Rod, Tough Curls, and the Bench Press, and they're going to be taking over the entire hour. Take it away, guys.
Everybody freeze. We're taking this over.
Woo!
I can't hear
you. Okay. Wow, 107.1 coming at you live with Rod, Tough Curls, and the Bench Press. Couldn't be more excited.
WPGU.
Oh, I couldn't find the place. I'm late. I'm sorry.
No reason to worry at all. As was stated, we are Rod Tough Curls, the Bench Press. Dick Celebrity here.
Rod Tough Curls, that's me.
Stacey Weidel.
Happy Masterson is currently on sabbatical. He's studying sabbaticals.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, no, he's got his Masters of Sabbaticals on this way.
All right, let's just go over some business right away before everyone blacks out. Saturday, January 20th, that's this Saturday, approximately 3 days away, 2.5, depending on what you do with your military times. We're going to be at the Canopy Club in Champaign.
Taking over the Canopy Club.
Taking over the Canopy Club. We're going to be doing some jams all night long, 2 sets, mom jams, dad jams.
Yeah, and for today, we're here to talk about our favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
That first one, wow, a classic, Sports. If you've heard that song before, may I say you're awesome.
Yeah, we did it for New Year's Eve at Joe's Live Rosemont a year and a couple weeks ago, and that was really fun. We had to play it on keytars, which was really easy for Happy Masterson, pretty easy for CC Rider, and just downright difficult for Rod Tough Girls.
All right. CC, say something.
I was thinking about how lame it was to have to look at the keytar.
Yeah. We don't like to look at our instruments a lot because, you know, you paid to see a show and it's that thing where you don't want your hockey guys staring at their sticks all night. That's an old sports reference.
I taped a couple of warts to the keys so I'd be able to feel them, and it didn't help, though.
Yeah, that's a lie. He has warts on his fingers. So when you see
it, he's calling a Bible buff. And he was leaving it alone.
Wow, getting religious right in the first segment. That's
my ganglion sister.
Anywho, that's Sports by Tim and Eric. Wow, what a
song. What do we got up next?
Up next, it's going to be, I guess, Dr. Worm.
Dr. Worm by the Mighty Giants.
This is a favorite of CC Rider. This is a favorite of Happy Masterson. This is a favorite of Rod Tough Girls. Frankly, I think Dick Celebrity's just
never heard the song.
Yeah, pretty ignorant.
Let's give it a listen, and I'll be listening along.
Dr. Worm is a drummer.
All right,
how
there you go.
Not know it?
Take it away.
Did we throw it?
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can hear the doorbell. When I get into it, I can't. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you
All right.
We're back.
What a song. Dr. Worm. Cece, explain Dr. Worm.
Dr. Worm is an amateur drummer. He's not a real doctor, but he is a real worm, which begs the question, how does he play those drums?
With his mind. Mind bullets. Hey, everybody. It's Rod Tough Curls and the Bench Press coming to you live on 107.1.
Live at
WPGU, the animal.
I got a knife.
Cece's cutting up some homemade bread right now. Cece Wright, our bass player, stage left, you're right. He makes homemade bread. It's delicious. It's unbelievable. It's all my fault. I bought him a book about bread making when I was borderline blackout drunk at a brewery. And I was like, that stinky boy will enjoy this stinky book about stinky activities.
It was a fermentation book, to be fair. It was more about making kraut. Which I've got some pickle kraut going right now.
Yeah, there's kimchi in the room. I could tell. I could smell it.
Yeah, the fridge stinks.
Kimchi is his neighbor from upstairs. She does homeopathic cleaning remedies.
Nice lady.
Very nice. Very stinky. All right, let's go over some business. We're going to be at the Canopy Club January 20th.
120 this Saturday.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That venue rules. You know that. If you're listening to this, you probably are in Shampoo Banana, and that's a good place to be.
Hey, Shampoo Banana. I'm down to take some food suggestions from you guys. I haven't found a good place to eat yet. Let me know where we should friggin' eat before the show.
Please hit us up on some social medias and tell us where to eat in Shampoo Banana.
Fun fact, Dick Celebrity is an alumnus, and he never ate.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I never ate there once.
Yeah.
I won a 9-year gift pass to the dorm cafeteria like halfway through my first week at school, and so I just ate double cafeteria food the entire time.
Chicken tenders.
Tendies, we used to call them. Chicken tendies. Anyway, let's move on. More games.
All right.
Next up, we have an absolute favorite of the bands.
No. Oh, wow.
Dick Celebrity's favorite movie of all time. Maybe Rod's favorite movie of all time.
Definitely Purview, yeah.
Definitely Purview. Ian, CC Rider.
Oh!
CC Rider cries 30 to 40 times every time he sees this movie.
The movie is Moana.
The movie's Moana.
Moana. I've been pronouncing it Mona.
The song is called Where You Are. It's basically like the main jam once you listen to the soundtrack. It's fantastic jam. I've heard it over a billion times. It's my daughter's favorite song. I was able to have a daughter through conception via sexual intercourse, not to brag. You won't see her on the internet because, you know, some of you are really weird. But I highly recommend listening to this song as much as you can, as I have, because it literally does not get old.
Moana, where you are.
Where you are, Moana.
Change your life.
Moana, make way, Moana, it's time you knew the village of Motunui is all you need. The dancers are practicing. They dance to an ancient song.
Who needs a new song to show us all we need?
This tradition is our mission, and Moana, there's so much to do. Don't trip on the terror route, that's all you need. We share everything we make. We joke and we weave our baskets. The fishermen come back from the sea. Don't walk away. Moana, stay on the ground now. Our people will need a chief, and there you are. There comes a day when you're gonna look around and realize happiness is where you are. Consider the coconut. Consider its trees. Each part of the coconut, that's all we need.
We make our nets from the fibers. The water is sweet inside. We use the leaves to build fires.
Cook up the meat inside. Consider the coconuts, the trunks and the leaves. The island gives us what we need. That's right, we stay. We're safe and we're well provided. And when we look to the future, there you are. You'll be okay. In time you'll learn just as I did. You must find happiness right where you are.
I like to dance with the water, the undertow and the waves. The water is mischievous, ha! I like how it misbehaves. The village may think I'm crazy or say that I drift too far. But once you know what you like, well, there you are. are your father's daughter. Stubbornness and pride. Mind what he says, but remember, you may hear a voice inside. And if the voice starts to whisper, to follow the father's star. Moana, that voice inside is who you are.
We make our nets from the fires. From the fires.
The village believes in us. The village believes the island gives us what we need. And no one leaves.
We will stay. My home, my people beside me. And when I think of tomorrow,
there we are.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Back. I hear Dick Celebrity and CC Rider.
I feel like we're on the air.
That's good. They're right in front of me in this room, so that would be bad. Wow. And problematic.
I want to watch the movie again.
Yeah, wow. Let's talk about our favorite scenes from the smash hit movie, Moana.
I love the scene where they all have a bunch of toast and just chew it right into the microphone. Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's crushing
so
a bunch.
Good. That is authentic island toast eating. Wow. Classic.
I'm going to go with... From the beginning, I'm going to call them particle effects because we used to use that in the PS2 era of the particle effects of the water on the hair.
Yeah, the emotion engine.
It's more real than real life. At this point, when I go to the beach, I'm like, it's not Moana.
That's true. That's my new line. That's true.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Breaking news. This just in. Everyone in Champaign is talking about it. Rod Tough Girls and the Bench Press. This Saturday at the Canopy Club.
But let's face it, at this point, you all already know about that. You're all already coming to the show. So let's talk future biz.
Let's talk future biz.
Yeah, Friday, April 13th. That's when we're going to be at the Canopy Club. Literally, you should get your tickets for that show now.
No, you're confusing the audience right now. This happens. It's called audience
confusion. No, Shampoo Banana is an engineering school. They're literally incapable of being confused unless you give them bad parameters, which is an engineering term.
Yeah, or the square root of I, which is more messed up.
Which is me, which technically there is no me. You would know that.
You just glitched the matrix.
You ever think about that there's no I in eyeball?
I'm thinking about it now.
I have never thought about that before.
Anyway.
Yeah, why not?
Unless you just horrifically misspell it.
What would it be? I-Y-E or E-Y-I?
I don't know. Quick show talk tour. Yeah. Rod and Dick last night went to go see The Killers.
The Killers.
CeCe just saw The Killers recently. Man, what a good live show.
They're so good. Brandon Flowers, this is his voice, is unreal. I already texted CeCe Ryder and Happy Masterson this morning saying that I believe they have better technique, which they do. But man, Brandon Flowers, wow. Just a one in a million, just...
Yeah,
that guy
a legend.
Yeah, I bet when he burps, it's like, oh, that's a good sound and burp.
It actually probably like, oh, honestly, the smell was like kind of nice.
Nah.
Kind of an umami sort of thing happening.
No, he's a shorter guy, so it's more compact, so it probably stinks more.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this next jam. What's up next? Ooh, Joppa Road by the band Ween. The band Ween and their song Joppa Road off of Chocolate
for
and
those
Cheese.
People behind the board, we are skipping one on our playlist.
Oh, yeah, for those people behind the board, we are skipping one on our playlist.
Skipping Bjork. And I probably shouldn't have said it in case you're some
huge
Bjork fan.
Oh, why would you say that? Yeah.
No, you know what? We'll
Skippy
get to it
Bjork
later.
Is so Bjork. Everyone knows that.
Bjork, if you're listening, we skipped you for you.
She's definitely listening. Joppa Road, what a great song. My favorite part about it is they say Joppa Road enough times for you to know the name of the song. And you'll know that when you listen to Joppa Road by Ween. So
take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away.
With Ween Joppa Road.
Ween Joppa Road. Take it away.
I had a fun...
There's a place
We're back. I wonder if anybody has submitted any food requests. Again, find us on some internets, Facegrams, Twitter post, Instabook, and tell us where to eat.
So this is Radio Newbage right here. We just came back from a sick jam. You didn't say who we are, what we're doing. Someone's in their car right now being like, oh, my God, it's Airhead style. This radio station's
yes, held up. It is.
Rod Tough Girls in the Bench Press coming at you live on WPG, I think you, 107.
107.1, the takeover, over, over.
Takeover.
You've been taken over. Do not pull your car over. Keep driving as normal. If you're home, get in your car. Man, radio's better in the car. Everybody knows that.
And if you're in Hawaii, there's not a missile attack.
No missile attacks. No missile attacks. Honestly, CC, too soon.
Yeah, way too soon.
What are we doing?
Let's talk about what we just heard.
Oh, Drop a Row by Ween. What a classic song.
Talk about the song.
It's great. They say Drop a Row a bunch, which is helpful because then you know the song. It's not one of those smash hit songs where afterwards you're like, what's the name of that song? Which happened a lot at the Killer show last night because a lot of their songs, you're like, wow, that song's great. It must be called I Got Soul, I'm Not a Soldier. And you're like, wrong. It's called All These Things I've Done. You
knew. Which he says once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does that a couple times.
You call that song I've Got Soul. Anyway, amazing show. If you can catch the Killers on their wonderful, wonderful tour,
yeah,
do yourself a favor and pay those outrageous ticket prices.
Oh,
that's probably a conversation for another day. I got a guy calling me right now to talk about it.
You pick it up?
Dick did not.
I just take it up from New Jersey.
Dick Celebrity,
we got a
live
caller
on
here.
Yeah, we got a caller.
We got a caller. He said, what's your guy's favorite song that you play in the set? Because he understands that these songs are our favorite songs.
Oh, yeah. We don't play any of these songs.
Great question. Chris from New Jersey.
Wow. Chris from NJ. We almost got stuck at the airport there. Well, I didn't. CeCe did.
Somebody's favorite song? I'm going to do three. I'm going to say Dave Matthews Band, Ants Marching. I'm going to say Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yes. Wow.
Couldn't even count. Yeah, I only need two.
Lion Dick.
I'll go with Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Happy always kicks the show off with that one. Well, lots of times. And wow, that's a banger. It's been weird, though. It's in that commercial that runs during football games, and it's just the vocals, and it's like, oh, yeah, why not have all the instruments in there, too? It's a good time.
Yeah.
Dean Town by Wolfpack. I like hearing CC Rider play 1 million notes on the bass, so that's fun, and Wolfpack's the best. Oh, man, their live video of that they just put on the internet is... Woo! If you want your feet to sweat in bed while you're trying to go to sleep, but instead you're watching YouTubes and you're getting way too jacked, I recommend the Dean Town video from Wolfpack.
CC Rider, your favorites?
Drum solo.
The Kitty Cat song by Meow Meow Meow.
Oh, wow.
It's an amazing song. It's a keyboard solo, really, and I don't play the keyboard, but it's still my favorite song.
All right, let's get into some business, because bills don't pay themselves and MDMA doesn't buy itself, nor would it need to, because it doesn't exist anymore, and we haven't seen it since the 4th of July 2017.
Where is Molly?
Anyways, this Saturday, Canopy Club, January 20th. Canopy
Saturday,
Club.
January 20th.
20th. Wow, are you going to be there? The answer is yes. Honestly, Chris from New Jersey, make it happen. You can be the super fan you've always wanted to be.
Yes, yes, let's make it happen.
All right.
All right, probably time for another jam.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Oh, Wolfpack! Ah!
Yeah, that was I was going to say a great segue, and then we did some segue stuff. We're like, yeah, it's pink, and it's got high horsepower or some.
Yeah, do people still ride Segways?
Spell the word segue. All
right, if you have a Segway,
S-E.
Ride one.
Segway.
Or know someone that rides a Segway, or even owns a Segway, or know someone that knows a guy, contact us on social media and tell us a great Segway story.
I have a hoverboard that CC Rider bought for me, but I had to put it in the closet because I was told it might explode and burn our house down. Well, then why is it in the closet? I was told to throw it away, but I can't, so it's in the closet.
It used to be cool.
Yeah, so here comes some Wolfpack. This is off their latest album, Mr. Finish Line. This song is called Tea Time. It's a great one if you've had too many uppers, like coffee, to make you feel real anxious because there's some type of delay or something happening on the piano, and the piano's going real fast, Nick, and it's a real teeth grinder, if you know what I mean. That's what we call it in the biz.
Take it over.
Take it away with Tea Time, Wolfpack.
Take it over.
Take it down.
Take it over.
Take it up.
It's over.
In the bench press. According to the tweets we're getting online, apparently this is going into a vacuum that no one can hear. But honestly, that really leaves a lot, you know, alleviates a lot of the stress. Rod Tupcurl's in the bench press. I'm
And if at some point we're out of the vacuum.
Woo! Yeah, we just talked about maybe doing some things that could exist only in the vacuum, but, you know, we're not going to do them.
Feathers and bowling balls, no difference in a vacuum.
I don't believe that for a second. If I could take one thing into a vacuum, it would be a vacuum.
You can never shove a bowling ball into a vacuum anyways.
I would wear a dust mask. It would be really dusty.
You look like
so dusty.
Cool Mortal Kombat guy.
So dusty.
Oh my God, dusty.
Dust.
Dust wins.
Anyway, we're back on WPGU, The Wolf.
The Wolf.
107-1. The takeover. You've been taken over. No need to pull your car over. I say that. It's true. He does say that. And we're rocking and rolling here. Hope you can hear us out there. What do we got next? Oh, we should talk about Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah.
Wolfpack!
Was by a band that I saw four times last year.
Not to brag.
The Wolfpack.
Yeah, they're the best. They're the best. They're really good at instruments and writing songs and arranging songs and playing shows and being fun.
And they have Joe Dart, the best bass player of his generation.
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah, that's pretty much undeniable, I guess.
And what's fun for us is we started playing, you know, their song Deantown, and we figured it was going to be one of those songs like Fish Jams where we had to sneak it in a little something for the band, if you know what I mean. Something wink, wink.
Daddy.
Something for dad. But turns out, you know, the whole crowd, even if they don't know the song, which they will, goes nuts. I mean, duh, it's a great song, but it's not like one you need to hear a couple times.
It's the bass, dude.
And we're talking about Deantown by Wolfpack, a song you did not just hear.
Yeah, no. Cece, you got an acoustic bass in here?
Yeah.
All right, maybe later we'll give you a little live Deantown.
Or maybe some fretwork ideas, you know, a little first fret, second fret hammer-ons.
No doubt.
Was that a guitar joke or no? That was a thing or that was a joke? That was a real thing?
Or just Petite Mall?
You don't know, bro.
Petite Mall. There's a JCPenney's and a Claire's in the corner. she's a Petite Mall, that's for sure.
Millennials killed the malls, dude. They did. They got knives. They congregated. They waited outside and just killed all the malls.
Now it's all Amazon.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point, join the Millennials. They are murdering at a clip that just can... It's unprecedented, really. Woo! Industry genocide.
We're all Millennials.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
All right. A topic for... another show. Anyway, you've been taking over WPGU. What do we got up next?
Wait, we didn't talk about the show. All right.
Let's get down to business.
Assuming we're not in a vacuum now, this might be the first time that you have heard we're going to be at the Canopy Club this Saturday.
Rod Tough Girls and the Bench Press.
Canopy Club. Rod Tough Girls and the Bench Press at the Canopy Club this Saturday, January 20th. Wow. Get 15 tickets. Figure out who to give them to later.
Tell us what to eat.
Yeah, we need to figure out what to eat there, too. Should we go to the next song or should we do confessions?
Oh, I'm down.
I'm gonna do confessions. I'll start off. This is Rod Tough Girls. Last night after I saw The Killers in Chicago, Illinois at the United Center. I used to work at the United Center. I don't anymore. It sounds like shit, but it's a great place. I had to do one of those bed beers. A bed beer is where you're just too jacked. You know, you took a nap, you chugged some coffee, and then you saw a great show and your feet are sweating. You are feeling it. And you know you're not going to bed forever. So you know what you got to do? You got to grab a cold one and sit in bed and kind of pound it, which sounds like a great time. But for anyone who's had a bed beer before, you know that this means you're going to have to go to the bathroom at least, I don't know, 3 times as that bed beer just rapid metabolizes right through you, which I call repatalizing.
So that's, for the record, when he says sit in bed and pound it, he's talking about the beer.
Yeah.
Talking about the beer.
Confessions. Yeah.
Confessions.
So, okay, now you go.
I cried last night at the Killer show.
He did. He cried. And I was jealous. At this point, everyone's crying so much that if you didn't cry, it's like...
Yeah. I did have that thought for a quick moment during it where I was like, it's so hip to cry now.
It is.
It makes me feel even better. On top of it just being a nice release.
CC like, Rider made crying cool. Just know that crying for men is going to come into vogue so hard this year.
So all you need is a friend who cries. And if you don't have that friend, ask yourself, have I been crying recently? Because I might be that friend to somebody else.
And if you need to cry, the smash hit movie Moana will do the trick. Otherwise, you're a robot, and honestly, we're against you. It's us and the millennials against you.
Don't forget to Facebook Live that crying session. We'll never believe you.
Oh, yeah. Share and like all the likes, especially
if Share and likes.
Confessions. Oh, what song are we doing next? Talk amongst yourselves as I put
Wait,
in my
Wait, did
you do password.
A confession, Cece?
No, I got
Oh, Cece confession.
Yeah, so the other night, last week I made a bunch of bread, but I didn't have enough to go around for everybody. And then the other night I made a little more. I didn't tell Rod about it because I was like, I'm not going to have enough, even though there's a whole loaf just sitting up there. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm about to get
Wow. The loaf now.
Things just got awkward in the vacuum.
Things are weird in the vacuum. Yeah, we just got.
You can have it.
Oh!
Wait, really?
Sure. Or half, maybe.
Let's I'm almost split. Out.
Do what? Half, but don't prorate upgrade him to $4.
No, I'll amateur rate it. That's my style. No, let's figure out a cool
about
song.
Music.
Yeah.
Talk about music, man.
Music in general?
Contusion.
Yeah. Wait, is that a really long one, though?
I don't know.
All right, you talk about it.
It's a fusion song by Stevie Wonder, and it's friggin' rad. It's crazy. It's like Rush meets Kick the Cat. What? Who are they? I don't know.
Yeah, and you can't spell contusion without you, Scion, which is something I like to yell to my imaginary space friends.
Put it on and trip out.
Okay, contusion.
You've been taken over.
By Stevie Wonder, songs in the key of Lefe.
Take it away. We'll be right back.
One. Take off, take over. You've been taking over. Rod, Tough Girls, and the Bench Press live here on
107.1.
The Wolf. Those dog barks were a shout out to our sound man, Nerm the Worm. Always got some good dog barks
right now. WPGU. We are Rod Tough Girls in the Bench Press. We are a party based band out of Chicago, Illinois.
Keeping it PG for you.
What's the W for? I guess what?
Yeah.
No, the W is for what's the W for?
Did someone take the wrapper off the Starburst and then just leave it?
A monster. A true monster.
Did you do that?
No, dude. You were smoking Starburst wrappers.
Someone took the wrapper.
I
ate the pink Starburst.
You ate one of them.
You did
the other two.
All right.
I, Dick Celebrity here, have never in my entire life unwrapped a piece of candy and not eaten it.
What, did I do it? Am I just losing my mind?
Yeah.
You're not losing
your mind, but you did it.
Is this a trick? All right, I'm going to eat the yellow Starburst.
Rod's going to eat his mistake.
We're going to see what's happening. I'm getting more and more messages that people cannot hear this right now. We are in the vacuum.
Yeah, but what if it gets recorded and we're released from the vacuum later?
We're in limbo, but limbo's not that.
Limbo is a great game. It won Indie Game of the Year for a lot of people last year.
In purgatory.
I guess those people didn't play Undertale, am I right? Wait, was that 2 years ago? I don't know. Oh, man. I just got a tweet. I can't. Pete Schramm out in Madison, Wisconsin is having a good time.
How are you, Pete? Hold on, we're going to go to Pete real fast. Pete, how are you doing?
He's giving a two thumbs up. He's double fisting. That's Pete Schramm out in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Pete, how's it going?
He does say that.
Here's my impression of a guy on a live radio show trying to eat Starburst. Joe, that's up with Big Ben. Going to be playing a cable called Saturday.
Canopy Club Saturday. What are they going to play?
Oh,
lots of Queen, lots of Disney, lots of some jam bands, some Hall & Oates.
In case you hadn't heard, 2018 is finally the year that it's okay to admit that you like Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay is back, baby.
In fact, you can say, I've always liked Coldplay.
Right.
And it's okay.
It used to not be okay.
You have to have always liked them, or can you just say that?
You know, you be you.
Free to be you.
I'll say it. What if I don't like them still? Can I just say I like them?
No.
Okay.
No, you have to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, no, Coldplay. I like them. I was asking for a friend.
This Starburst sucks. Yellow sucks.
I'm going to do an impersonation of a guy trying to eat a huge bite of toast. All right. Live radio and go.
This is great radio.
Coffee.
He's got the coffees for closer's cup.
Oh, not a closer.
Coffee.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. He cleared that whole medicinal bond.
Gee.
All right.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, Chewing and Shouting. I'm Michael Chewin, and this is my co-host, Tobias Shouting.
We're going to do a 24-hour stream at the Cracker Factory.
City to city and buy their food and do Chewing and Shouting where we try their food.
Who wouldn't be into that? People love shouting.
All right,
people love being shouted at.
If you legitimately and honestly think you would not be into that, please get on our social media and let us know.
Yeah.
Take the time. You know, you won't take the time to listen to the show. Whatever. That's you being you. Take the time to let us know what makes a difference.
Speaking of social media, what's the deal with Facebook these days? I don't know what's going on. It threw me 20 years into the future. I am my own parents now. When I go on Facebook, I don't know what the internet is doing anymore. They're showing me old posts, showing me dumb posts, and then it's like, here's what our Google Big Blue Computers aggregate figured out the three saddest things that happened in all of humanity in the past 48 hours. You want to see some videos of it? Like, no. And then why did I go here? Man.
It's a mutated AI, dude. It's not you. It's that Facebook is your parents now.
Oh.
We're still the
clever
millennials who know how to do text.
Facebook is going to catch me smoking weed.
What music are we going to listen to?
Let's find out. Robin.
Robin is one
of our favorite artists. We play a song by Robin called Dancing on My Own. That's a great slam jam. Sorry if you just got aroused for it, because we're not going to play that song right now. We're going to play Call Your Girlfriend by Robin. It's off.
I'm going to do this. We should do it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, it's off of Body Talk Volume 1.
Me too.
Oh, wow.
I think it's right after Hang With Me on 2.
Oh, wow.
Number one obviously closes the acoustic end with me.
Yeah, Dick Celebrity has seen Robin like 15 times. It's a pretty good claim to fame.
Three, actually, it was gonna be four, but the third show, sold out show at the Riv for her Body Talk Part 3 tour. I left to go do a jazz gig to no one. This is confession. Went to go do a jazz gig because I had not started Russ Huffman's bench press yet. Career was in a tough spot. Boo. And I did not feel like I could miss out on this gig. There was nobody there. It was trash. I'm not going to name names because you don't have to. Jazz, it was trash.
Did you get yelled at?
No, I didn't get yelled at, but I'm sure somebody told me it could have been better in some way.
Yeah.
Can you get yelled at if there's no one there?
Wow.
Anyway, don't ever miss a Robin show to go do a jazz show in your jazz career. It's not happening.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, Robin, Call Your Girlfriend off of her smash hit album, Body Talk.
Take it away,
Robin. Top Curls in the Bench Press, still coming at you live. WPGU.
The grind.
The grind.
Oh. Well, Welcome to the Fork Factory.
Yeah, Rod Tough Curls the Bench Press. We're going to be at the Canopy Club this Saturday, January 20th. Bring everyone, just hanging from the rafters.
It's honestly, I dare you not to have a good time. I said it.
Try it.
I'll give you $100. Yeah. Come and don't have a good time.
Just drink. I was going to say Clorox, but you know what? Not, you know.
Put on your stink face, stare at your phone, and give us a thumbs down.
All right. We're going to do some Rod Tough Curls of the Bench Press radio takeover news time. So we just found out that Zac Efron is going to be portraying Ted Bundy in an upcoming film. And this is Rod Tough Curls speaking. I was all, WTF, he's way too hot. You know, that's not good for your brain to see.
Nope.
Yeah, and CeCe apparently is
Everybody thought Ted Bundy was super hot. I just saw a documentary on the 70s when I was home for Christmas. And yeah, Ted Bundy was like, everybody's like, oh my God, he's like so hot. There's no way he killed all those nurses.
Wow.
But he did. And he also represented himself in court, and he kind of hoodwinked the court because they thought he was cute.
What?
You can get away with anything. This celebrity here, I honestly thought he was talking about Al Bundy. I got the names confused. So when he said he's doing Ted Bundy, I was like, oh, they're doing like a Married with Children rerun or something. And I was like, but same thing. He was too cute for that. He's definitely too cute for Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Al Bundy was not cute per se.
No, that was kind of the whole point. He peaked at Polk High when he
was his name? And yet Peg was always one to smash.
Bud Al Bundy?
Yeah, what's his name?
Ed O'Neill.
No.
Ed O'Neill. Great in Dutch. You remember Dutch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those movies when you're a kid. It comes on and you're like, you know what? I'm going to watch it.
I thought that kid was Sheldor in The Big Bang Larry. It's a different guy.
It does look like Sheldor from the Blowing Bling season.
Oh, man. Speaking of young Sheldor, is there like a thing you're supposed to do, like sync it up with the dark side of moons? Like, why is that a thing?
It's got to be syncing it up with some sort of prescription that you're taking, you know?
Wow. Nothing like getting a bunch of frowny face emojis while you're speaking into the vacuum for people trying to hear you speak in the vacuum. Truly, we are in an episode of Black Mirror right
There's
now.
There's got to be people in their cars who pulled over to just turn up the radio.
Do you think the car people can hear? Car people.
Car
wow.
people.
Hey, car people.
Car people.
Car people. Don't you hate people that try and stream? Boo.
It's like, just get a radio.
Yeah, just get a radio.
This has been around, man. And it's proven.
Grow up.
Enough bandwidth, enough width band.
I know it's dangerous to use your phone while you're driving, but we need to know. Tweet us and drive.
Yeah, have Siri do it. I made my Siri British, and it's a weird dynamic between me and her now. I don't know. I can't even explain it. I would just say change your Siri to be either British or Australian. Those are the only two options, which is dumb. But, man, it kind of makes you feel like 007.
Lucky not finding anything on the web that matches that search, which you want me to look it up. That's all it is. It's like, yes. Why is that even a question? Do you want me to look it up? Yeah. I just said it.
Yeah, Australian Siri just like will blurt out and be like, hey, time for the Fosters, eh?
Steve Jobs, if you're out there and you're tuning in live to the takeover on WPG 107.1, sure you are. Just come back.
Yeah, unthrottle me, dude. 11. Throttle me down or up or the opposite way that I've been throttled.
Side throttle.
He buried his magic amulet with him. That was the biggest mistake Apple has ever made. It's glowing beneath the dirt.
Yeah, for real. Now if your phone gets cold, it's like, oh, phone's cold.
Dick just whispered to me, we got to let him know we're doing ants.
Yeah, for the people behind the control room.
That's a dick whisper.
We got one more song. We're going to throw you for a curveball. It's off under the table. No one listened, if you can hear us.
Yeah, if you can listen.
Just the people in the studio.
You said behind the
Dave Matthews Band, Ants Marching, off under the table and dreaming. Do not play the Remember Two Things or any live version. That's under the table and dreaming. Ants Marching, it's track 7.
But we're not throwing it to it yet. Yeah,
not throwing it to it yet, obviously. Let's talk about it. The three greatest snare notes that ever existed.
Okay, the note we gave you after that one Bluebird gig saying less snare.
There was that Madison gig where they were like, snare seems a bit loud.
Yeah, and it was. And then there was
the snare note that was, hey, we're sound checking. Could you please just avoid the snare and all the other drums for 5 minutes? I love you, buddy.
Well, that's a shout out to Nerm the Worm on sound.
Nerm the Worm and JTT on lights.
Nerm the Worm. Wiggle noises.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Anyway, I think it's time we send it out. We're probably just... That song is 4 minutes and 15 seconds, give or take 4 seconds.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in here to 107.1, The Bird.
Takeover. See you at the Canopy this Saturday. Canopy this Saturday.
Rod Tough Curls is Bench Press.
Take it away.
Canopy.
Dave Matthews Band. Ants.
We'll leave you with Sting.
Play us out.
Take it away.
Oh, I was getting another call.
Don't play it live! Studio only! Someone call me.
Hello, how are you doing today? Hope I find you feeling healthy. I'm so glad our paths crossed this time of day. On our way into the night, we're said to love, treats us well, keeps us dancing and romancing. Baby, I love you up and down and inside out. To love you when I approach, tears fall like rain. You tell me, baby, your heart's into a thousand pieces. Dance, stop, only old and wise with clouded eyes. You can see what I can. I blindly throw my face to the face of the next pretty girl to come by. Stand around, we're leaning heavy on each other. Always wondering what is it lies behind the worried eyes of one another. I believe it's love inside and there, deep down inside us all. So baby, I do not understand this twist you have. Love, when I approach the tear to fall like rain, you tell me, baby, your heart's into a thousand pieces. There's only old and wise with clouded eyes. You can't see what I can. I blindly throw my face to the face of the next good thing to come by. Keep it out, let it out, set it. Baby, celebrate it all, it's doing fine. To love, when I approach, your tears fall like rain. You tell me, baby, your heart's into a thousand.